Hello there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways to stay in touch. You can become a fan of OIC on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at options_edu and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. At some point in your investment career, you're going to hear the words put call parity. Today, we're going to get into what it is, what it does, and how it works to keep the markets in line with one another. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So, let's say hello to our guests who will be joining us today. We've got Jim Bittman, Senior Instructor with the Options Institute at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Joe, I'm glad to be here.
Jim, what do you do over at the CBOE?
Well, the Options Institute is the educational division of the CBOE, and I am one of four instructors who go around preaching the gospel of options, talking about the opportunities and risks and the various strategies.
And a wonderful gospel that is, Jim, and you do a fine job. Again, thanks for being here. And back with us also from the OIC Call Center, we have Darren Tate, a senior specialist of investor services with the Options Clearing Corporation. Darren, for those of you just tuning in to these podcasts for the first time, tell us what you do over at OCC.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Glad to be here. My primary role is to support the 888 Options Help Desk, where I talk to really anybody who has questions about options. We talk to anybody from portfolio managers to retail customers to market makers that have questions about options from time to time that may arise. Also support the website, optionseducation.org. We have live chat available there, so we also respond to emails and that sort of stuff. So it keeps us pretty busy.
Well, you and your team do a great job spreading that gospel as well. So thank you both for being here. Why don't we get right into today's topic? Jim, can you tell me exactly what is put call parity and why is it important?
Sure, Joe. Put call parity describes the relationship between call premiums, put premiums, and the underlying stock price. The basic relationship is an equation in which the price of the stock equals the strike plus the call premium minus the put premium.
Would you mind repeating that part just again for investors?
Sure. Put call parity is an equation where the stock price is equal to the strike price plus the call premium minus the put premium. Now, the call and put strikes are the same, and of course, the expiration dates are the same. Essentially, what this relationship says is that the net debit or credit from buying the call and selling the put is added to, in the case of a debit, or subtracted from, in the case of a credit, the strike price.
Okay, that's a lot to digest, but given all that, you know, Darren, what is the put-call parity relying upon?
Well, anything that's going to impact option premiums is going to impact the put-call parity relationship. So if we start thinking about theoretical option pricing components, things like implied volatility, interest rates, dividends, time to expiration, anything that's going to impact the call premiums or the put premiums is going to impact the relationship simply because of the equation that Jim mentioned. Interest rates and dividends, as I said, will play a role. Higher interest rates typically tend to increase the value of call options relative to puts, and higher dividend rates tend to increase the value of put options relative to calls. This impact is greater typically for longer-term expirations. So as we go out in time, interest rates and dividends will have a greater impact on this relationship, and for higher dividend yields. So if it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 cent dividend, probably won't impact the premiums much, whereas a 10, 20, 30 cent dividend will impact the premiums to a larger extent. Interestingly, sometimes we get calls on the help desk from investors that'll see maybe the put-call parity relationship seems to be not upholding, and a lot of times you can really attribute that to the dividends. And it's kind of interesting sometimes if you have a higher dividend-paying stock to look at the values of the calls related to the values of the puts and obviously the stock price, and you can really see that dividend built into the premiums.
Okay. Now, are there other factors as well?
Are there other factors that will impact the relationship?
Yes, that call-put parity relationship.
Well, there can be the supply and demand component. Anything that's going to impact the premiums, again, will impact the relationship. So, there may be a demand for a particular call option. So as somebody goes out there and buys the offer, so to speak, and the price maybe begins to rise a little bit on that particular call option, that'll subsequently impact the put options. Also, the relationship that holds between the other strike prices and the other expirations. So as one premium changes on one call, for example, those will tend to impact the bids and offers on the other options as well.
So it's that living and breathing marketplace with the supply and demand of the various options that kind of keeps this put-call parity relationship together?
Right, and it's really dynamic because it's very real time. And when you're seeing these prices and all these things are changing in real time, and obviously the computers that are at work behind the scenes to make these relationships continue to hold, and the computers that are out there to see if the relationship's violated, so there may be a potential for an opportunity.
Okay. Now, Jim, could you talk a little bit about how borrowing shares impacts the put-call parity relationship?
Certainly, Joe. The put-call parity relationship works both from a bullish perspective and a bearish perspective. You could, theoretically buy the stock and then sell it short synthetically. That would be one arbitrage opportunity. Alternatively, you could sell stock short and then buy the stock synthetically by purchasing a call and selling a put. Now, you asked specifically about the ability to borrow shares and its impact on this relationship. Well, when stock is difficult to borrow, it's not that the put-call parity pricing relationship is violated. The premium difference in calls and puts might be different because of this hard-to-borrow nature of the stock. Now, that would add a cost and therefore change the pricing relationship, but it wouldn't violate the relationship.
Well, that's good to know. And I mean, that whole issue of hard to borrow, sometimes, there's a mystery to that in the marketplace. The retail investor, what should he really concentrate on with regards to put-call parity?
Well, the occasional trader, a person who trades, once or twice a month, really doesn't have to worry about put-call parity because 99% of the time or more, this relationship will be perfect in line and the market will give the trader, excellent prices. If you're a very, very active option trader, then put-call parity, gives you the confidence that these options are in line with each other. And if you're comparing strategies, a covered call, for example, compared to a short put, or a debit call spread compared to a credit put spread. It's a very fluid market, and put-call parity gives you confidence that the relationships will be as close to in line with each other as possible.
Very important distinctions, Jim. Thanks. Now, Darren, the put-call parity relationships in the marketplaces, Jim's touched on it a little bit. Can you talk a little bit about those relationships?
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, he made an interesting point regarding the hard-to-borrow shares. And sometimes we see that the relationship doesn't hold true in those circumstances. And when we see that, we get calls on the help desk where investors might notice that relationship too. And they say, well, why wouldn't I synthetically, you know, create this? The relationship's not holding. So I'm going to create the stock position by buying the call and selling the put at a cheaper cost. Well, one thing you have to keep in mind is by doing that, you're going to have to hold that position all the way to expiration. Because if you want to close it out ahead of time, it's going to cost you more to close it out and subsequently would likely incur a loss. So, there's a lot of different things to look at. It's interesting, too, to understand that the relationship between the different expirations and the different strike prices that, again, contributes to the put-call parity relationship across the board. One thing that we don't often think of as with call options is acting as insurance, but call options really truly do act as insurance, and this is where you can really start to see the relationship between call premiums and put premiums and interest rates, because if I can buy a call option and invest the strike price in maybe a money market account or a treasury bill or something like that and delay my decision to buy the stock until a point in the future, that's going to impact the option premiums.
And, part of that, I think, is this idea of the synthetic long stop. I think, we're kind of getting close to running out of time here, and I'd like to touch upon one other issue of dividends. But maybe the both of you will have a chance, if schedule permits, to come back next week to get into this whole issue of synthetic long stock. With regards to dividends, let's talk briefly about how they may impact the whole put-call parity relationship. Jim, you want to offer your insights there?
Well, sure, Joe. The put-call parity relationship largely depends upon the interest rate because a professional trader who buys stock, that person has to borrow money at the prevailing interest rate. So the time value of the call has to be greater than the time value of the put by the amount of the interest, plus the transaction, of course, and then any target profit. Now, what dividends, when they enter the equation, the call time value doesn't need to be as high relative to the put time value because the dividend is a source of income to the stock owner, and it therefore reduces the interest expense of the professional trader. Now, dividends decrease the call time value relative to put time value. That's what traders should be aware of.
Again, Jim, excellent points and distinctions. I think we've covered a heck of a lot today. I hope our listeners have been able to grasp a lot of the different things we've discussed. Will both of you be able to come back and join us next week for a discussion on the synthetic long stock?
Yeah, for sure. I'll be able to make it.
Definitely.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate it. In the meantime, if you have any questions about today's topic or anything else, reach out to our knowledgeable staff at 1-888-OPTIONS. Also, don't forget to check us out on the web at www.optionseducation.org. And if you have any feedback on the show, we'd love to hear from you. So do email me at options@theocc.com. We provided in the beginning of our show our social links. So you can join us at LinkedIn, become a fan on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening to Options Talk with OIC. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.